Hello everyone, welcome to the Lighthouse Church Sermon Broadcast. The title of our message today is Take a Step or Take Another Step. The ancient philosopher Lao Tzu said, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." Yet that first step can be so hard to take. Sometimes we look at a challenge or a task before us and it feels overwhelming. It seems impossible. So, overwhelmed and intimidated, we freeze. We just can't take that step. We may even turn around and sadly walk away. I wonder how the disciples felt when Jesus gave his final command, his great commission, to make disciples of all nations. Matthew records that some of those disciples still had some doubts. Yet they ended up doing what Jesus commanded. They became world changers. I think today many of us find the Great Commission just as challenging, just as intimidating. For those who are new to the term, let me read to you what Jesus commanded. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. I'll read all but one text from the New International Version. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." That's definitely a great commission. Jesus calls us to go and make disciples of all nations. You and I can look at this call to disciple making, and then we look at ourselves and we can feel anything from a little bit nervous to completely overwhelmed. How can little me become a disciple maker, we think? A part of the answer is this. Take a step and then take another step. Those first steps are steps of faith. We're stepping into something new, something that seems too big for us. And those first steps don't seem to move us very far. We take them and there still seems so far to go. Let the Bible encourage you and I today. When Israel was captured by the Babylonian Empire, their temple and their city walls were completely destroyed. Decades later, a brave group of people took on the task of rebuilding. The books of Ezra and Nehemiah tell the story. It was not only a massive task, but there were also strong enemies who tried everything that they could to stop this rebuilding. They were regularly intimidated and discouraged. They had to deal with significant hardships. One of the prophets of the time spoke this word of encouragement to them. It's recorded in Zechariah chapter 4, verses 9 to 10. I'm going to read this one from the New Living Translation. "Zerubbabel is the one who laid the foundation of this temple, and he will complete it. Then you will know that the Lord of heaven's armies has sent me. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand." When we take our first steps of obedience, we may not feel like we're making very much progress. Perhaps we've finally identified someone who would like to share their journey of faith with us. Perhaps we've had our first conversation with them. Perhaps we've had several conversations, but we're not sensing much progress, if any. These are our small beginnings. Now the devil would have you and I despise these small beginnings, to think they are of little value or even no value. He would want to discourage you and I so that we think, I'm just not cut out for this, and give up. But know this, the Lord rejoices just to see the work begin. He knows that if you and I keep taking those steps, we will become disciple makers. The Lord knows that disciple making is a long process, one that requires persistence and a lot of patience. After all, He invested 3 years in His group of disciples, after which some of them still had their doubts. Here are two illustrations that Jesus used to describe the work of the kingdom of God that I trust will encourage you and I. Luke chapter 13 and verses 18 to 21. Then Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." Again he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 30 kilograms of flour until it worked all through the dough." What he's saying here is that the way of the kingdom of God is to make small beginnings and to continue. Dig a foundation. Start building one brick at a time. Plant a tiny seed and start watering it one day at a time. Add a little yeast to a great big batch of dough and start working it through bit by bit. All of these processes start with something small, something seemingly insignificant. But eventually, a glorious temple stands strong and many can worship there. Or a beautiful tree stands tall and birds take shelter there. A nutritious batch of bread is baked and many are fed. If we want to see those people worshipping, the creatures sheltering, the people fed, then we have to make those small beginnings. We have to start digging the foundations. We have to start planting seeds and watering them and start kneading that dough. We have to start doing things that seem small and persist in doing them, just taking one step after the other. In fact, I believe that these are the two things that we need to do to become disciple makers. First, take that first step, and then take the next step. Keep doing it. Every little step advances the kingdom of God. It may be slow, but hear this, friends, it is sure. If we continue to take these steps, we will see results. I can say this with confidence because of what we read in the Bible. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." And Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Friends, we will see results. Our steps, our hard work, our persistence is not in vain. At the proper time, we will see fruit from our labors. So don't give up. Take that first step. Take that next step. Keep taking those steps. The task of disciple making often seems daunting because we look at our own limited abilities, our own limited knowledge, our own limited experience. We feel underqualified, perhaps even disqualified for the task. But friends, it's not about us. It's not about you and I. It's about Jesus at work in us and through us. Listen to these words about the underqualified. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 29. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. So, do you think that you're not wise enough to be a disciple maker? Or not strong enough? Or not influential enough? Or too insignificant a person? Do some people despise you because of something like your past or your age or your color or your nationality? Has someone said to you that you'll never amount to anything? Have you said that to yourself? Today I ask you, please listen to what God says to you. On this, I'd like to share a quick personal testimony. I'm personally so glad that God did not give up on me. Some people did, but God did not. Some people looked at me and said, "He won't ever." And he isn't. They wrote me off. But God persisted with me. And I did some things that people said I couldn't do. And I am some things that people said I wasn't. Friends, let's not write ourselves off. Let's not let others write us off. God uses the foolish to shame the wise, the weak to shame the strong. He uses you and I to do the work of the kingdom of God. And friends, right now, Jesus is recruiting disciple makers. He's not looking for wisdom or influence or nobility or education or strength or popularity. He is looking for people who will believe him and obey him. He's looking for people who will take a step, who will take the next step and keep on. You don't have to be able to run fast or jump high. You just have to be willing to take a step. So my question for all of us today is this. Will you take a step? Before I close, I want to consider the impact of all of us taking steps. Sometimes we only think about our own impact, but we are in a community of faith. And when we are all taking steps, our impact is much greater. Now, I say this for two reasons. Firstly, because we can help each other. I'm confident that all of us can become weary and discouraged. On our own, you and I could give up. But we have each other. When we get together, we can encourage one another so that we don't give up. Listen to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 25. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Let us consider how we may spur one another on. Let's encourage one another. May we be a community of encouragers, where we connect with each other, where we encourage one another. It's so good to know that we're not facing our challenges alone. Secondly, our combined results can be dramatic and so encouraging. If I make one new disciple this year, that result is one disciple, and It doesn't look that spectacular. Although please remember that Jesus said that heaven rejoices when just one sinner repents. But say all of us, say 100 of us, each make one disciple this year. That result will be 100 disciples. That's very significant. That's like a new church, maybe more. Now, some churches have embarked on a campaign called Each One Reach One. Each One Reach One. Because if each member does that, if we all take our steps, if we all reach one person, the combined result is massive. Let me illustrate what happens if this is done for a congregation of 100 people. After 1 year, those 100 people reach 100. So we have 200 disciples. After 2 years, those 200 reach another 200. That's 400. After 3 years, those 400 reach another 400. We have 800. After 4 years, those 800 reach another 800. And we have 1,600. So after 5 years, we have 3,200 disciples. If we were all to keep on encouraging one another, to keep on taking the next step, we will impact more than 3,000 people over the next 5 years. If they gathered in congregations of about 100 people, that would be more than 30 new churches. Do you see what a difference it makes when we do these things together? Let me summarize in closing. Jesus has given all of us a command to make disciples of Jesus, people who will also obey his commands. This command can feel very intimidating, but actually all we have to do is take a step of faith and obedience, and then keep taking that next step. These steps can seem too big for us if we look at ourselves and then we feel unqualified or even disqualified. But Jesus delights in using the weak, the foolish, the despised. In his eyes, we're good for the job, because it's not about us, it's about him at work in us. Our first steps may not seem to amount to very much. Those are small beginnings. But as we faithfully persist, our small steps will have a big impact. As we do this together, we encourage one another, and we will see even more impact. So let's make a decision today to take that first step, to take that next step, and to keep on taking steps. May that be so. Amen.